Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Ashok Bala, and here are today's top local stories. Violence has become a thing after Nick's watch parties. The city's attempting to prevent more of it tonight.
Game on and party on. Mayor Mamdani defending the extra security around the 33rd Street watch party tonight.
I'm thrilled that New Yorkers will once again have the opportunity to come together to cheer on the Knicks and to be part of this historic finals run.
But he found the refs' actions in Game 3 indefensible.
I understand that this is going to be tough. This is the finals that we're talking about. But you just look at the disparity on fouls that were being called. I think many New Yorkers came away from that game with a very clear reflection of the absence of fair refereeing.
He says crime is going down in New York City, but added what went down in Game 3 did feel criminal. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Our friends across the hall at New 102.7 had a nun bless Madison Square Garden and the Knicks ahead of Game 4. Here's Sister Mary Mackey.
We also ask for protection for our team because, you know, God, you're seeing it.
The other team, Spurs, Wemby, Castle, they've been a little rough on our players. We want good sportsmanship tonight and for the rest of this series for both teams. Let me get an amen.
Amen. Knicks in 5 would mean a celebration for the team in San Antonio. A Game 6 victory would be here at home. Don't know anyone who wants a Game 7 around here. Rolling Stone says Wu-Tang Clan will perform the halftime show at tonight's game. Wu-Tang in the midst of their supposed farewell tour, The Final Chamber, hitting Atlantic City for a show in August, another at PNC in September. Wu-Tang will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in November. They have a rich history with the Knicks. In 2019, the team reportedly paid Method Man a lot of money to create a music video where he's wearing a Knicks jersey with Kevin Durant's old number on it. An effort to woo the forward away from the Golden State Warriors didn't work, though, and Durant signed with the Brooklyn Nets. A Queens man has taken it upon himself to reinstall basketball nets to the city's hoops that don't have them.
He's on a ladder at a pickup basketball court near you with a bicycle helmet and a basketball net. Craig Campanella from Jackson Heights gets sad when he sees a naked hoop.
This is a little thing, but every time I do it, people smile, whether they're kids or adults. And so that makes me smile, so I just keep going.
They ask him if it's his job and if he's with the Parks Department, to which he responds, I'm just a guy.
Often I give the kids the old net so they can pretend like they won the NCAA championship. They have the old net that they can then, you know, hold with their friends.
If people start calling Craig from other areas of the city in need of a net,
give me that problem and I'll figure it out.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A freak accident on the Garden State Parkway last night. A deer plunged from the overpass onto an SUV on Paramus Road, trapping the driver inside. This happened around 7:15. Police say the vehicle was seriously damaged, including the driver's side door frame, so the 44-year-old woman inside couldn't get out. Officers were able to remove her safely. She was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The deer was found dead near the crash scene. Mayor Mamdani backing a ban on horse carriages in Central Park a day after a horse collapsed and died in the park.
You know, I support removing horse carriages from Central Park. I've also said that I look forward to working with union partners and community leaders to actually deliver on that. And I know that many New Yorkers were disturbed by what they saw yesterday, and I'm one of them.
He added they shouldn't exist in the city at all. The union representing horse carriage drivers called yesterday's incident a sudden catastrophic medical emergency. The nonprofit group NY Class held a rally at City Hall earlier today as city council reintroduced riders law, which would ban horse carriages. An earlier effort to pass the law failed late last year. The union says it strongly disagrees with the proposed law. A group of Long Island middle schoolers managed to raise thousands for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
It just makes me feel amazing because they're going through hard times and it just gives them a nice moment to look back on.
Baldwin Middle School student Joseph Tefley says they raised $15,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, way more than their goal of $5,000. The foundation's Michelle Nardelli says it's incredible.
One of the top fundraising schools in the whole state. Like I said, from the first day I met them, I was absolutely blown away by their commitment to helping others.
The money could allow not one, but two wishes to be granted to a child in need. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
After 5 years of renovations, the Carroll Street Bridge will officially reopen next week over the Gowanus Canal. The Department of Transportation says when it does open, it'll only serve pedestrians, cyclists, and emergency vehicles. The 137-year-old bridge has been closed to all traffic since 2021 for repairs, along with the addition of new signage and street markings. Transportation Commissioner Mike Flynn says as the community becomes more residential, he's pleaded to preserve the historic bridge while making it more welcoming to Brooklynites on 2 feet and two wheels.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.